Zakt de Mishnah Vayta, Mesechtus Babakama, Perik Tess. Mishnah Tess. If someone steals from his father, then the father passes away. It makes no difference whether he swore falsely or didn't swear falsely. It makes no difference whether what he stole is still around or it's not around anymore. The son has to share whatever he stole with his brothers. Part of it is his because he's now the Yoresh. But if he has a brother, he has to give away half to the brother, or half the value to the brother. If he has two brothers, he has to give away two-thirds to the brothers. If, however, he not only stole from his father, but he stole from his father and he also swore falsely that he didn't. He lied to his father. And the gzela is still around. What he stole is still around. He didn't sell it, he didn't change it. So Chazal placed a knas on him, a penalty. He's not going to divide this with the rest of his brothers. We're not going to say, well, if there's a total of three brothers, in other words, him and two more, give two-thirds to them and keep a third. No, we're going to say, you pay everything back to your other two brothers. And if you don't have any brothers, to the other Yarshin. Who would Yarshin your father if he had no son? The halacha is if someone dies and he has no children, the Yerusha goes up to his father. And if he doesn't have a father, let's say his father already passed away, so it goes up to his father and down to his father's brothers. As a Shemiz Baruch, one day you learn Perik Yesh Nachlin. That's the way it works. It's impossible there shouldn't be a Yerush. If someone doesn't have children and he passes away, it goes up to his father. Even if his father passed away already, his father still receives it and sends it back down to his children. The Zaydis children are the brothers of the deceased. And let's say the person who passed away has no brother, so it goes up to his father, and then from there to the next generation, and it goes down to his cousins. It'll go all the way up till Yaakov Avinu, till we find the Yerush. The only one who wouldn't have a Yerush is a Ger. But in any event, that's for Perik Yesh Nachlin. Please don't be confused if you didn't understand what I said. All you have to do is to understand that at one point there are Yarshim, and if a person stole from his father and swore falsely, there's a knas. There's a knas that Chachamim said, you want a kapara? Keep nothing. Give everything away either to your brothers or to the other Yarshim, to the closest Yarshim if he has no brothers. Zakta Mishnah. Hagoizel es aviv, if someone steals from his father, v'nishbalei, and swears to his father that he didn't steal, v'mes, and then the father died. After the father died, the son is maida that he swore falsely. That's how Rashi learns, other Rishonim as well. And the gzela is still around. It's still be'en. He stole a table, he still has the table. Hareze, so this son, the gazlan, being that he swore falsely, mishalem, he pays a keren v'chaimish, a keren and a chaimish, lebonav, to the children of the father, in other words, his brothers. And let's say he has no brothers, he's a ben yachid, so oi, if that's the case, or if there are no brothers, so li'echav. So he gives it to the father's brothers, his uncles. They're the closest yoyish, like we explained. That's the rule. You swore falsely, the gzela is still around, there's a knas the chachamim gave, that you have to be mevater everything to the other yarsha. Vayter zok the Mishnah. There's a shaila in the girsa in the order here, but we'll read from the girsa of our Mishnah. V'im einu roitza, he doesn't want to give up his chelik. Even though he's a rich man and he could. He doesn't understand that if Chazal gave him this knas, it's an opportunity for him to have a kapara. Oisha einloi. Let's say he says, look, I can't afford to give it up. I don't have any other money. According to the Bat Tanura, the girsa is first. He has no choice. He doesn't have any other money. Or I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Even if he has, but he says, no, I don't want to accept this knas. Somehow Chazal made this knas in such a way that he has a choice of either accepting it or not accepting it. If he has seichel, he would accept it. He'll have his kapara here. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, in a way, this is better because often Mishnayos work this way. Loizu afsu. Not only a smaller chiddush, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. So a smaller chiddush would be, look, he doesn't have. It's his mamish, the only money he has. If he's mevater on the Yerusha, he doesn't have what to live on. And a bigger chiddush would be, he has, but he still doesn't want. So we let him get away with it. We give him an eitzah. What's the eitzah? We say like this. You have to fulfill the mitzvah of returning the gzela. But the part that you yarshin, you're never going to really return. How are you going to have the mitzvah of gzela? If you would have waited, you would have yarshined it. But no, you have to steal it. On top of that, you swore falsely. So how are you going to return it? You can't return something to yourself. So we have an eitzah for it. We really like you to give it up. You say you can't, or you don't want to. So life. Let's say you stole something that's worth $900. You have two brothers. You want to keep your $300, which you would have yarshined. Go out and borrow $300. then return the whole $900 item to your brothers. So you are mekayim the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. What's going to happen now is the Balei Choiv are going to come, and they're going to take back money from this gezeila. They're going to say, excuse me, your brother owes us $300. So it's a kind of a trick where he's returning the item to his brothers. He's mekayim the mitzvah of Heshavas Hagzeila, but at the end he keeps the money. Now what if he doesn't have any brothers? What if he's the only Irish? Let's say his father was a ger. So then what he would do is, says the Batanura, is borrow money. Let's say the item is worth $900. Borrow $900. And then when the man comes to collect his $900, give him back the stolen item. And you have to tell him, this is something I stole from my father. Or he pays up his wife's ksuba with this, or he gives it to tzedakah. But he has to say, this is his kapara. At least let him say it out. This is what I stole from my father. Of course, that's going to be embarrassing, and that'll be a kapara for him. There's a lot to learn from this Mishnah. We don't gain anything by stealing Rav Palm. Zecher Tzadik Levracha used to always say this. He said it from the Chafetz Chaim. Let's say someone steals something and he's very rich afterwards. You think he's rich because of the stealing? It was b'shechet him. It was written Rosh Hashanah, he should be rich. Now he's going to have to pay a terrible price. Because what he stole is going to have to be returned. He has the Aveira. And that's going to be the greatest frustration. Because when he's going to have to pay the price for the Aveira, he's going to realize, I would have had it anyway. And the truth is, the Tzaddik Rav Shlomka of Zevil said that's true for any mitzvah or aveira. It says, "Kol mezenoisav shaladim is kitzuvim la mirash hashanah l'rash hashanah." From one rash hashanah to the other, it's predetermined how much a person is going to make. It's not just money. How much pleasure he's going to have, how much sari he's going to have. So if you have a hard time getting up for shachris, but you force yourself out of bed, you want to be on time for shachris. So there was a certain amount of tzar. You think you had extra tzar because you woke up for shachris? No. Other tzar you would have had someplace else, you're not going to have because you already paid for it. If a person, chas v'shalom, does an aveir and he has pleasure from the aveir, you think you gain? No, you would have had that pleasure anyway through a mitzvah. You could have even had schar for it. That's kind of what we see in this Mishnah. What did you steal for? And on top of that, you lie. You made it even worse. What's supposed to come to a person is going to come to a person. The trick is, it's not when we want it. It's when the Ribbono Shel Olam knows it's time for us to have it.